This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi, Dave.
And we are continuing our discussion with Marcel Valois, the executive director of the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation.
Thank you, Dave.
Are there any business or government models that the EDC is following in establishing priorities the way things are being done in some other states and in some other countries, perhaps, especially looking at new industries and new technology?
You know, when I came back, there are a number of areas that I think we needed to catch up on. And one of them is providing information. Information is critical for business growth. And Rhode Island didn't have a very good location where somebody can actually access to and get information. So we're upgrading our basic information systems, our websites, our marketing campaigns. We are incorporating an EDC, a customer management system, to make sure that customers that we work with, our client base, that nobody falls through the cracks, that we follow up, that we understand how many interactions we have out there. Are they positive? Are we adding value? It doesn't sound like big things, but it's management things that are being done all over the country that make effective economic developments preeminent. And we want to be one of those preeminent economic development authorities.
I noticed the EDC is establishing some smaller ventures within the overall strategy, such as helping veterans, working to get the word out about Rhode Island exports.
Yeah, we do that through a series of partnerships. So, for instance, we work very closely with Bryant University and their Export Assistance Center in bringing people who are interested in exporting and expanding their customer bases have access to intelligence, both in information and consulting resources to help them do that. And we also provide help, for instance, as you mentioned, with veterans. We just had an all-day session helping veteran entrepreneurs out there access federal contracts. So we have four or five members of our team working under the Federal Procurement Act, helping veterans just access the services that are being provided by the federal government through various agencies.
Were they not in the loop before in terms of accessing potential contracts? Were they shut out, or they just didn't know about the process?
It's, you know, the federal government has some requirements. They try to allocate a certain amount of their procurement budget to veterans. It's a very complicated process to understand how to do business with the federal government. That requires training. It requires really some focused information, and we provide that forum for that, make it easier for them to access. So in many cases, they don't know it's there, so our job is to make sure they understand it's there, market it, and get them the information as quickly as possible.
Now, in last week's discussion, you said one of the issues that, you know, it's been a longstanding issue for a lot of Rhode Island businesses is access to capital. Now, the EDC has had a couple of relatively high-profile programs in the last couple of years. One, which supplied the capital to 38 studios, and that program still had nearly, $40 to $50 million left that was allocated by the legislature. That program has been shut down. But also the Small Business Loan Fund, which is actually federal capital that comes in. How active is the EDC in trying to get that and cycle that money out into the business community?
So you're right. We still have a number of tools at our disposal that we use very effectively. However, we have to keep in mind that the amount of money that we have is so limited. It's such a small piece of the capital pie in Rhode Island that we are not the driver of capital in the state. So the Small Business Loan Fund that you speak about is a federally funded program that has maybe $10 or $11 million available. Most of that is already on the street. And those are to help companies that are near bankable but not quite bankable. So we help them get over the edge sometimes with the banks by partnering with the banks and taking a part of the financing piece. We also have other programs that ensure some of the financing, again, to help companies that may not be fully bankable and they need some help to get their expansion. We might be able to put an insurance layer on it through the Industrial Recreational Building Authority. We also issue tax-exempt and taxable bonds. So if you look back at the last 20 years, we've issued hundreds of millions of dollars in bonds very successfully. A lot of the manufacturing companies, for instance, around Rhode Island, their facilities and their expansions were financed through us.
And then they pay the bonds back.
And they pay the bonds back, and most of these are passed through revenue bonds. So as they have bondholders that are responsible that get the payments, and the company passes all of the payments on, and we're just really a conduit financing authority.
Our guest on The Bottom Line is Marcel Valois, the executive director of the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. It's almost a cliche that there is a negative perception of doing business in Rhode Island that's out there. Is there something that you would like to see that counters that? For example, we did a series on the town of Bristol, and we found some boat builders who had adapted, who chose to work in Rhode Island, but they had an international reputation for quality. Is that side of the story getting out in general about Rhode Island business?
Rhode Island, clearly, as other states in the Northeast, have rankings on business climate issues, whether it's regulatory, whether it's business tax costs, that seem to don't do well compared to the rest of the country. We need to address those. We need to understand them and address them. However, there are dozens of areas in Rhode Island that we can highlight as really, truly competitive advantage. And I don't think we've done a good job in highlighting it to ourselves within the state and broadcasting that outside the state. And that's why the EDC is working in partnership with the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Development Foundation of Rhode Island, launching a new web platform that starts highlighting the good things that are happening in Rhode Island. Those creative and research university opportunities that mix industry capital and research happening out of our universities. The fact that we do have world-class assets in our ports, in our highways, in our rail system. The fact that we have a bio and medical program in Rhode Island in brain science and neuroscience that could be leading institutions in the country. Can we build an economic base around that? The fact that we have a marine environment. Last time I checked, Nebraska doesn't have an ocean. But we have a whole economy around our marine environment, whether it's boat building, fishing, underwater acoustic engineering. There are a lot of great things happening in Rhode Island, and we need to highlight those.
Is this a companion piece or could be seen as a companion piece to the Rhode Island Foundation's campaign in our own backyard?
I think that economic development is a community effort. And it's the public, the private, the nonprofit, and an institutional community working together to highlight all of these great things. And we have to begin at home. And the Rhode Island Foundation has taken the lead to show its own people in Rhode Island all the great things that are happening. And if we can make our citizens ambassadors for the state, that information and that message and that image gets spread quickly around the region.
When will you know that we've turned things around in Rhode Island? Is that going to be in a year, in 5 years, 10 years?
Changing the economic conditions in Rhode Island takes time, and we need incremental progress. So we would like to see simple things like our unemployment rate continue to inch downwards. We would like to see jobs, number of jobs being created at a faster rate. We have seen our average income in Rhode Island growing at a faster rate in some cases than the region and the country. We would like to see that continue. I don't think you're going to see in the near term some revolutionary changes, but I think we need to make incremental positive change in the basic structure of our economy, and that's going to be approached through helping all companies in Rhode Island and all sectors grow and thrive.
Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Marcel Valois, thank you very much for speaking with us. And thanks, as always, to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
It was great to be here, Dave.
This has been The Bottom Line. I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.